I want to deal with three special aspects of building your sermon that often isn't emphasized. And so I want to give a little more attention to this, and that's illustration, application, and then suggesting a practical suggestions or helps to implement the truth of the Word of God. Let's look at illustration first. The word illustration has the idea of shine the light on. Some have called it a verbal flashlight, a clear window into your teaching. The higher the wattage, the more truth is revealed. Now, when we talk about illustration, the master illustrator was the Lord Jesus Christ. No one illustrated like he did. He constantly illustrated. Remember in Luke chapter 10, he's giving a definition for what it means to love your neighbor. He's asked that question. Now, he could have given a formal, lengthy, technical, lawyer-like definition for loving your neighbor, but he does not do that. He gives a living illustration about a man who's going down to Jericho, and he is beaten on the road, and the nice religious people, they walk right by him, but then the Samaritan comes by. He takes him to the inn. He cares for him. He gives money for him. He's going to come back and visit him again. Now, that illustration has lasted 2,000 years. Everyone knows it, even people who aren't Christians, the story of the Good Samaritan. It's a wonderful, lengthy, parabolic illustration. These kinds of things stick in the mind and they illuminate a truth, what it is to love your neighbor. Now, I mentioned to you earlier, Expository Preaching with Word Pictures by Jack Hughes. He has a quotation I'm going to give you, but he does a nice job in this book helping us with how to use words and to use the Bible as its own illustration. He writes, Dr. Guthrie tells us that at the commencement of his ministry, he determined that he would so speak as to compel the attention of his hearers. In order to do this, he carefully watched his congregation to see what caught and fixed their attention most readily. When he discovered that it was the illustrations he used, he set himself to cultivate that faculty to the fullest extent, and by so doing, gained the ear of the crowd. This is very, very true. I've seen this in my own life, particularly speaking in third world countries. People love good illustrations. You've given them the teaching. You've gone through point one. You've given some subpoints. You have brought the body of material together. This is straight facts. And now you give a good illustration of everything you've just said. And all of a sudden, as Dr. Guthrie said, you will see the people move forward. Also, you just can't keep hammering people with facts and information and information. They need a break. And the illustration often gives them a break. They can breathe a little bit. Particularly some of us or some preachers who are very scholarly and are very technically minded. They may do great at presenting the topic or the text of Scripture, but after a while, they weary you. You can only take so much hammering, and you need some air in the sermon. You need to breathe. You need it brought to life, and that's what illustration does, and it's so important. Now, if illustration is important, where do we get these illustrations? Jack has said we get right from our text, some of our best illustrations. Well, in our text, it's very obvious. You've got the soldier, and everyone can conceive of a soldier. You can even take something contemporary from the newspaper or from the news of our armed forces and what a soldier's like. Or you could show a picture of a Roman soldier and take just a few minutes and talk about a Roman soldier. Now, let's just say you're talking about a Roman soldier. This brings us back to our outline idea. Don't take 5 or 10 minutes going through a long explanation of a Roman soldier. Break it down into subpoints. Roman soldier looks like this. A Roman soldier gets this kind of training. A Roman soldier will serve for 20 years. A Roman soldier can retire. He will make some money. So you break it into nice subpoints so people can remember. Remember to keep a nice flow, development, and it's easy to remember. Don't just give a long diatribe on Roman soldiers. So you got a ready-made illustration right there. Then Paul says, I'm an ambassador in chains. Talk about what it means to be an ambassador. Have you ever met an ambassador? Who's some of our ambassadors today? We have some very excellent ambassadors. Talk about them for a moment. Paul's an ambassador of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he's an ambassador, a very unusual one. He's in chain. You got illustrations right there. Right in the text, we have key words, very important words, warfare and this present darkness back in verse 12, 11 and 12. You pick up on these words as great illustrations to bring life and light to the text. Also, illustrations from your own life. These are some of the most popular illustrations. People want to know about you. And you have experiences in life. Try to remember those experiences. When I'm preparing a message, I'm trying to think, what have I experienced that illustrates this? Where have I entered into spiritual warfare? When have I actually acted like a Christian soldier? When have I sung and acted onward Christian soldiers? Think of some illustrations from your own life. People like those the best. You can go to books that give illustrations. They're usually not that good. You can call and ask other people. I have fellow preachers who call me and say, you have an illustration for this? And I will try to help them get an illustration. I will call some other people. I might even call a soldier or a policeman or someone and say, do you have an illustration to illustrate this text? In fact, I have found it's just as hard getting illustrations as preparing the sermon. Sometimes it's even harder. I just can't get an illustration. You have to work at it. Now, one warning, be careful of misuse of illustrations, letting the illustration become the sermon, getting it out of control, not having an appropriate illustration. It doesn't fit the text. It doesn't illustrate. It may be very interesting, but it doesn't fit the text. It must illuminate the text. It must be kept in control and not become the sermon itself. I know there's people who complain that all our preacher does is give illustrations. Well, that's overbalance and overdoing something. The second thing is application. You will often find seminary students or new preachers have very little application. They have information overload. You can only give so much information, so much facts, and people will just weary. They cannot follow, particularly if you're reading a manuscript or you've got it very condensed. They can only follow you if you're about 10 minutes, 15 the most. That's if they're used to that. So the Word of God needs to be applied in a way that illuminates the text into our life and challenges our life and moves our heart and convicts us and makes it applicable for Monday when you go to school or you go to work on Monday morning. Taking this text before us, I would give a very, very strong application on praying for all the saints, because all of us are in this war together, and it's a serious war. It's not against tanks and guns and bullets, but it's against spiritual forces in the heavenly places. So we must be praying for one another. We need to be laboring in prayer for one another. Are you praying for your children? Your children are being secularized so quickly. They need your prayer. Are you praying for your spouse? How about your missionaries? Are you praying for your missionaries? Because that's verse 20 and 21. Paul says, pray for all saints. Well, I'm a saint. Pray for me. Pray for the gospel, that it will go forth. Let me ask you this. I'm applying now, though. I'm not preaching at you. I'm just applying it now. I was showing you how I would apply this. I would ask, if your missionaries are dependent on your prayers, how are they doing? So I'm applying now this text. So Monday morning, Sunday night, people are going to say, I need to be praying for my children. We need to be praying more for our missionaries. And so I will call them, I will charge them to take this text and start now applying it in their life, because it's in desperate need that we are prayer warriors and people of prayer, and we're praying for one another in this great warfare that we are in. And then practical suggestions, implementation of the Word of God. Now, I personally like to give people practical, hands-on, I call it painfully practical helps, what you can do. So rather than just tell them over and over again what they know, pray, I like to give them specifics. So I will give them four or five examples of how to improve their prayer life. George Mueller's example, how he knelt and read the scriptures first and prayed the scriptures. I'll show them Hudson Taylor. He admitted he couldn't couldn't concentrate, so he would walk back and forth. Martin Luther prayed out loud because he also had a hard time with concentrating. With so many busy activities for the day to concentrate on prayer, he would pray and talk to God out loud, just like I'm talking to you now. People use prayer lists. And so I'll give you practical suggestions of how to pray and improve your prayer life. I'll talk about postures. I'll talk about time of day. People like that. They want to get their hands on something because they know they should pray. They know the need is great, but they've tried and they failed and it's boring and they don't even think their prayers get up to the ceiling. So I can give them things that they can leave here with right away and the next day start. So I personally like giving practical suggestions, ideas, and helps so we can take the Word of God and we can start implementing it right in our life and our daily conduct. Let's remember in our teaching to be like our Lord Jesus and good illustrators. Let's apply the Word with power. Let's shed light. Let's challenge. Let's move the heart and the mind. Let's see change. Let's not just be satisfied with information. We need transformation. Be a powerful applier of the Word of God. And then give people some helps.